Well, I hope you have a little bit additional appreciation for Hall & Oates there. We started that set off with Gulliver that featured Daryl Hall, Every Day's a Lovely Day. Next off of their first proper release, Whole Oats, Good Night and Good Morning. Next off of Abandoned Luncheonette was Las Vegas Turnaround, the Stewardess song. Off of War Babies, You're Much Too Soon. Off of their self-titled album, Daryl Hall and John Oates, Alone Too Long. Off of Beauty on a Back Street, Why Do Lovers Break Each Other's Heart? And off of Ecstatic, Intravino. Well, I think that's just going to about do it here for me, DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening to Breakfast for Dinner. As a reminder, you can hear the show again Wednesdays from 5 to 6. That's the rebroadcast of the previous Sunday's show. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with Rest in Peace, Meatloaf. Yes, I'm going to play a Meatloaf song, maybe something a little less common than you'd hear on quote-unquote normal radio. Anyway, it's off of Bat Out of Hell, but this is Heaven Can Wait.
And a band of angels wrapped up in my heart will take me through the lonely night, through the cold of the pain. And I know heaven can wait, and all the gods come down here just to sing for me. And the melody's gonna make me fly without pain, without fear. Give me all of your dreams and let me go along on your way. Give me all of your prayers to sing, and I'll turn the night into the sky like a day. I've got a taste of paradise. I'm never gonna let it slip away. I got a taste of paradise. That's all a child again. Heaven can wait, and all I got is time until the end of time. Well, I won't look back, I won't look back, let the water shine. Let the
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, or maybe you're listening streaming WRCT.org, but either way, I, your host, the Mockster, enjoy the fact that you're listening. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of exhibits, that's what I was going to say, events and exhibitions, and they have regular gallery hours each and every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Or you can visit them by appointment, or think of this, you can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month on Penn Avenue from 6 until 9 p.m. For more information, call up the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination at 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Each and every week at this time, I, the voice on the other side of your radio or computer or however you're listening, tells you about things to do around town. We call it the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Let's take a few minutes to maybe update your calendar on some fun stuff that you don't want to overlook. For example, you can wash away the winter blues with a sea of all-star specimens from Phipps from their orchid and bonsai collections. You can immerse yourself in displays of fragrances of orchids in a vast array of shapes, sizes, and colors, as well as some exquisitely trained specimens in the Tropical Bonsai Collection. It's on display now at the Phipps Conservatory in Schenley Park. For more information, phipps.conservatory.org. And then over at the Carnegie Museum of Art, there's a couple things going on. For example, the Forum Series presents 18 new works by Brooklyn-based artist Sarah Greenberger Rafferty. It's going on now through February 6th in the Forum Gallery. And then the Gallery 1 exhibits work by Sharif Bey entitled Excavations. It's an auto-archaeological journey chronicling the people, places, and encounters that informed the Pittsburgh-born artist's practice and creative identity. That's going on now through March 6th at the Gallery 1 space. Both of those are located within the Carnegie Museum of Art at 4400 Forbes Avenue in Oakland. More information at cmoa.org. Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has some things for you to be mindful of. For example, Invisible, which is an art exhibition centered on mental health from the Black perspective, featuring paintings and sculptures and performance, multimedia installations, and of course, some poetry by 12 artists exploring the vices, remedies, mental health practices, therapies, medications, coping mechanisms, and triggers, all relating to mental health. This is on display now through February 13th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. Space Gallery features Frills, Glories, Excess, and Getting Weird. It's a contemporary art exhibition that subverts common notions of extravagance and the banal through everyday objects. Yeah, it's on display now through February 27th at Space, which is 812 Liberty Avenue, downtown. And then finally, as part of these Pittsburgh Cultural Trust events, the Wood Street Galleries presents new works by Matthew Schreiber, who produces artwork utilizing drawing, performance, sculpture, video, and light. It's on display now through March 13th at the Wood Street Galleries, 601 Wood Street, downtown. More information of any of those events can be found at the Pittsburgh Trust Gallery's website at trustarts.org. And I got to remind you, on Sunday, February 27th, from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., it's the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show coming back to Pittsburgh. It's happening at the Printscape Arena in Canonsburg. You'll find vendors from around the country buying, selling, trading new and used vintage guitars, amps, effects pedals, electronics, tapes, records, CDs, literature, memorabilia, hard-to-find parts, and so much more. It's a one-day event. It is Sunday, February 27th, down in Canonsburg. More information, guitarshowusa.com. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let me turn my attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. Ghostlight is at the Thunderbird on Wednesday the 26th. Chris Casper is at the Club Cafe on that same day. Wild Rivers is coming to town playing Stage AE, the indoor Stage AE. It's wintertime with Corey Harper. That is on Thursday the 27th. Lucky Chops with Big Blitz is at the Thunderbird on Thursday the 27th. The Blue Hots with King Fez perform at the Club Cafe on Friday the 28th. Russell Dickerson is at Stage AE on Saturday the 29th. And over at the Carnegie Music Hall in Homestead, you can have an evening with Bruce Dickinson on Saturday the 29th. Corey and the Wog Notes is at the Roxian on Saturday the 29th. And Thunderbird hosts Computa with a DJ Afterthought on that same day. Corey Brandon in town playing Preserving Underground with Dylan Rook and Airbreak on Sunday the 30th. Set it off with Stand Atlantic, if I can say that correctly, as it is. No Love for the Middle Child at the Roxian on Monday the 22nd. Cursive at the third at the Thunderbird, at the Thunderbird. Cursive with the Appleseed cast and Nate Bergman. That's happening at the Thunderbird on Monday the 31st. Anderson East is performing at Mr. Small's on Tuesday the 1st of February. Greenski Bluegrass with the infamous String Dusters at Stage AE on Groundhog Day. The Craft House is hoping you'll come, but they are hosting Keep Flying and Don't Panic with Middle Room on the 2nd as well. And you have seen her billboards, at least I've seen her billboards, but the Pittsburgh poetess Rachel Ann Bouvier is performing Friday, February 4th at the Club Cafe. War on Drugs at Stage AE on the 5th of February. The Jukebox Band is performing at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont on the 5th. The Remote is having an EP release party at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's with 14A and Side Sleeper on Saturday the 5th of February as well. And Yam Yam is at the Thunderbird on that day. That's it for now. I mean, there's tons of shows, and there's more on our calendar. If you go to wrct.org and click on events, and then you can find the music calendar, you can see all the shows we have listed. But those are the ones I want to tell you about that are coming up in the next few weeks. If you're in a show, your band's playing, your friend's band's playing, your mom's band's playing, I don't know, let us know about it. Send us an email at music-calendar@wrct.org and tell us the details of that show so that we can put it on our calendar. Let other people know about it. Or just listen to the radio. We give you the radio calendar and the music calendar three times a day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. Any other time you hear it, that's just bonus time. That's just extras because we just want to tell you what's going on. My name is Paul. I am the Moxer. This is a show called Viva La Mox. If you want to get a hold of me, you can send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And I got more music coming up. after this.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Let's jump back into the music. Going back to the Schmilson album from Harry Nilsson, it's Gotta Get Up here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Till a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. Sail across the bubbling waves, and those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late.
Less conversation and more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. Little more bite and a little less bark. Little less fight and a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me. I work hard all day long to please you. Treat you just like a queen. When I come home, you're just running your mouth, baby. You ain't seen a doggone thing. Give me a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less bark. Little less fight, a little more bark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. Baby, I'm tired of talking. I'll get your sleeping clothes on. Let's start walking. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Don't procrastinate. Don't articulate. Woman, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. Little less conversation. Satisfy me.
Hey there, Viva Les Mocksters. I'm Amanda Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters' hip act fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
From their second full-length album for CBS Records, Indigo Girls. Yeah, Indigo Girls wrapping up that set of music with Land of Canaan. Yeah, and I'm not ashamed to say I've seen the Indigo Girls quite a few times in my lifetime. First time I ever saw them was back in 1989. 1989, they were the opening act for REM on the first leg of the Green World Tour. Cobo Hall, Detroit, Michigan. Yep, I was there. Were you? Hey, before the Indigo Girls, Chet Atkins doing his cover of Yakety Sax, but he's on the guitar, so it's Yakety Axe. Speaking of Chet Atkins, he is my background music for the duration of this program. Played some Mac Davis in that set of music as well. Mac actually wrote that song, A Little Less Conversation. Elvis had a hit with it, which probably made Mac a whole bunch of money. But you know, Elvis always took writing credits. So if you wrote a song and he wanted to record it, he would get a writing credit with that song, which is the reason why Dolly Parton refused Colonel Tom Parker when Colonel Tom Parker asked if Elvis could record I Will Always Love You. She was like, no, it's my song. He didn't write it. He gets none of that. Oh, Miss Dolly. Who actually just celebrated a birthday recently, now that I think about that. I should play some Dolly. Let me throw some Dolly in the next set of music. How about I do that for you? Nilsson, Harry Nilsson started off the entire set from Schmilsson with Gotta Get Up. Yeah, you gotta get up. You gotta figure out what's going on. My name is Paul. I don't know what's going on. All I know is I've got the control of the music and the songs and the jabber-jocking here on the radio. And you've tuned in to torture yourself with it. Or maybe enjoy it. I don't know. I hope you enjoy it. I do. But I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood to learn how to play the banjo, but I think I should probably figure out how to play just a guitar or some sort of stringed instrument first, because the banjo seems pretty tough, but here's the Gourds.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer. Ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle. They scream. Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on
some back home, come on music
that comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Cause I know that my Elvira's mine. Tonight I'm gonna meet her at Hungry House Cafe, and I'm gonna give her all the love I can. She's gonna jump and holler, cause I saved up $2, and we're gonna search and find that preacher man.
That, my friends, was the original version of the song Elvira, written by and recorded by Dallas Frazier back in 1965. You know, much like maybe even you, I always thought that was an Oak Ridge Boys song. No, the Oak Ridge Boys did a cover of the Dallas Frazier song and ended up becoming basically their signature song. They recorded it back in 1981, so that was 41 years ago now, but Dallas Frazier recently passed away, and wanted to just highlight something that he has done on my show in tribute to him. Dolly Parton, who recently celebrated a birthday, I kind of warned you. I said, hey, you know what? I'll throw some Dolly Parton in, and I went back to some of her poppier stuff with Here You Come Again. Why not? Why not? Got a chance to see Dolly when she was in town a few years back, and that was a phenomenal show. Then I played some Alabama. I played the band Alabama in my multiple decades being on the air. Never would have thought I would have played the band Alabama, but I realized, you know what? A, that song now is 40 years old. In fact, it's now this year celebrating its 40th anniversary, and B, why not? It's 40 years. Maybe I'll play it again in another 40 years. Then I played some Gourds, the Gourds doing their version of Tom Dooley, starting off that entire set. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I'm all over the board some days, aren't I not? I don't know. The train just keeps shifting lanes and tracks and gears and all that stuff, and I just hold on. You know, we got a show on this radio station called the Deep Blues Hour, but you know what's better than just an hour of classic and traditional blues music? About 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Yeah, join Steve each and every Monday from 8 until 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Got a little bluesy vibe going with the Cowboy Junkies doing their version of Walking After Midnight here on Viva La Mock. Thank you.
so very pretty and scared that something's wrong with me.
From their debut record called Record Number One. That's the Mary Janes wrapping up that set of music with their version of What a Friend here on the Viva La Mach radio program. I really feel after that set I should be speaking in a nice, soft, calming tone. But I'm the Mochster. We'll see what happens. I'm Mary Janes in there. So the Mary Janes, if you're unfamiliar, Mary Janes was the brainchild of singer Janice Hoyt, who cut her teeth as a member of the Vulgar Boatmen, who had a song called Mary Jane. That album, actually, that Record Number One, it came out in 1998. It was actually recorded by John Strome, who was a member of Antenna and the Blake Babies. And that's what I thought I'd tell you. Hey, before the Mary Janes, Kendra Smith in that set. Yeah, Kendra Smith from her Five Ways of Disappearing album doing the Richard and Mimi Farina song, Bold Marauder. Now, Richard and Mimi first put it out in 1965. Kendra, I should also make a side note, was an original member of the Dream Syndicate. She was. Also played some U2. Went back to the Unforgettable Fire because we recently celebrated Martin Luther King Day. Well, actually, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I played MLK from U2. Diana Darby gave a song called Happy from her Fantasia Ball album, which I'm pretty sure is not a Pharrell cover. Pretty sure. In fact, they're a little different, but it's a great little song. In its own way, is it not? Cowboy Junkies started off the entire set with their version of Walkin' After Midnight from the Trinity Sessions. And I can tell you the story. Back when the MTV used to play the music videos, they played that Cowboy Junkies. It was probably on there. At the time, I think they called their alternative show Postmodern. I don't think it was 120 minutes yet, but it was one of those shows. I believe that's what they debuted the song on. But they debuted Cowboy Junkie's version of Sweet Jane. And a little mockster heard that, and he's like, I have got to get to the record store and buy this album. And that's what I did the very next day. Literally, that was the influence of MTV on someone like a little mini mockster. Heard stuff. I was just experiencing all this new music and exploring it and going out and buying it. Listening to all the songs, not just the hit singles. No, that's you go deep album cuts. And I'm fearful in the worlds of these streaming services and all that the kids are missing that these days. Those deep album cuts. I don't know, maybe you know different. Anyway, we are approaching the top of the hour. I just get off on these tangents every once in a while. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and as always, I am most appreciative when you decide to tune in and listen to this humble little radio program I put together for you each and every week. You can always reach out to me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you've got a request for a song for a future show, a suggestion, a story to tell. Whatever it is, let me know at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
You know, we have gotten to that time that we get to every time this time happens. What time is that? I don't know what time it is, but I do know it is time that I, the mockster here on the Viva La Mock radio program, am going to do a little thing called the mock. I am. Before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined June supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. And they provide new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. You can call them up at 412-821-8484. Yeah, I got this thing called the Mock, and for this show, going underneath the mock light is the band War. Yeah, so I've got some tunes by the band War queued up for this mock. So let's segue into that with the very first song. Have you figured it out yet? Anyway, it's Ty Segall doing his version of Lowrider, kicking off a war mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Oh.